talk about the crime stats there once again later in the show. But let's turn our attention now to that coronation, the coronation of the Zulu King. And welcome to 702 Drive, Professor Sihawukele Ngubane, heads the African Languages Department at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Professor, welcome and thanks very much for your time. When there are court cases around something like this, it's quite easy for those to become headlines that say succession row deepens or widens or rages or whatever it might be. But is this really a matter that's playing out in the courts by and large, or does it represent deeper divisions in the community of people for whom Prince Misuzulu Kazwelithini would be king?
I'm sorry that I'm driving. Some of the statement was not clear to me. Can you rephrase your question?
Yes, sure, Professor. So I'm saying, even when there's a matter in the courts, it might create the impression that this is a deeply divisive issue. Is it? Are many people taken up with this, or is this really something that's been fought out within a family and not much beyond?
Yeah, I think your assessment is correct. It is only the royal family that is divided, and the tension is very, very wide and very serious in such a manner that the other faction is not going to attend the ceremony that takes place tomorrow. So the division is very, very bad and disappointing.
And how might it play out beyond the courts? Obviously, we know when it gets to court, it's often framed around a certain set of matters. But in the communities, how might this become a problem?
No, the community has no problem about it. I think, as I said earlier, it's only the royal family and the community even around Nongoma. They are not bothered much about the conflict that exists because of the succession conflict.
There's been then quite a lull. I mean, this has taken a while to reach the point of tomorrow's coronation, Prof. Ngubane. Have there been any consequences of that? Has any damage been done by this?
No damage yet. We are crossing our fingers, but up to now, there are no damages.
What's your assessment then of the man who probably this time tomorrow will be king? Is he somebody who you think can make a difference? And is he perhaps a king for the more modern times that we live in?
Yes, I'm sure he's going to make a lot of difference because he graduated in the United States of America in a degree of public relations, which is relevant to the leadership position as a king. And he's been exposed to schools that were formerly called model street schools.
Right.
From his early education up to the degree. I think he's going to bring some innovative mind into the leadership.
Sorry about that, Prof. What do you think are the most urgent priorities for him to address?
I think the priority is to reconcile his royal family because he cannot rule the nation where the family is divided. So the restoration of unity is a priority, and also taking care of the welfare of the people, mainly around the area of Nongoma. People are poor, they go to bed hungry. So you need to try and manage poverty at his best ability.
Thank you very much, Professor Sihawukele Ngubane, joining us from the University of KwaZulu-Natal, where he is the head of African languages. 17 minutes past 4.